Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Ironically, my topic for today is derived from my love for basketball. As you all know, our 74th season was canceled this year due to coronavirus. COVID-19 has made us all and sit in the backdrop of life. And so with that, I wanted to say that in 2001, 2002, a very historic moment happened. And I wanted to share a little bit about a guy I call Big Shot Bob. They call him Big Shot Bob. They call him the key man. And I wanted to give a little history about Big Shot Bob. Big Shot Bob came from a divorced family. He came from a small town. He grew up in a very small town in Alabama. I'm hoping that I can pronounce the name correctly. I want to say it's called Andalusia, Alabama, population less than 9,000, even in 2020. And the reason why I wanted to talk about Big Shot Bob is because Big Shot Bob is not known like MJ, like Magic Johnson, like Kevin Durant, like all of the great basketball players that we give homage to. He's not known. Big Shot Bob, however, is the only NBA player that has 7 championship rings other than the previous 1960 Boston Celtics. Now, let me just say this, is that as we look at life, life often presents us with almost suspension being the backdrop. And I like to talk about him being the sixth man on the bench. The sixth man on the bench has to come to practice just like everyone else. He has to suit up. He has to lace up. He has to make sure he does all the drills, and he has to be on point just in case he is called into the game. Well, this particular sixth man on the bench has been the support for people like Horace Grant. He's been the support for AC Green, Samaki Walker, but he is not known like the other players. Many times in life, things get suspended. Today, we're almost suspended from being on this call. I specifically remember this particular season because it was the season of 9/11. It was the season of 9/11, and I was going through a divorce and relocating from the outskirts of Charlotte to Raleigh, North Carolina. And so this season for me was very profound. The basketball season was very profound. If anyone knows me, they know that I am a Magic Johnson fanatic. I am in love with the Los Angeles Lakers. In fact, I call myself a franchise fan. And I remember this was the championship of 2002. And the sixth man on the bench who is not called to start. Right now, many of us are the sixth men on the bench. We are laced up. We are geared up. We have all our credentials. We have all of our skill sets. But life has caused us to be in a state of indefinite pause, if you will, an indefinite opportunity to participate in the game, an indefinite opportunity to start again. And we are hung in the balance, waiting to see what will happen. Some people, our names are not known. Like Big Shot Bob, his name is not as profound. He is Robert Horry. Robert Horry is the only NBA player that has 7 championship rings, not even Michael Jordan. He came from a winning team in Alabama. In Alabama, he started 108 games out of 133 games. And now, due to a suspension, if you will, that happened back in 2000, he was transferred to the Los Angeles Lakers. And from that, he became the sixth man on the bench, the man who was not always the go-to man, but he had the shot once his opportunity came. I want to say to us today, as we live in this place of suspension, that when we are able to get back on the court, we must be prepared because the opportunity is coming again. We will get the opportunity again to be in the limelight, will be the opportunity again to work our skill sets to the highest degree, but we must stay in a place of preparation. I remember that season also because I remember preaching a message called You have to have an Ori in your corner. You have to have someone that is reliable. You have to have someone that is consistent. You have to have someone that is enduring. You have to have someone who is loyal and committed, even when the limelight is not on them. You know, this was a season when Kobe Bryant was playing with Ori, when Shaquille O'Neal was playing with Ori, but he was not the person that got all the accolades. He was not the person who got all the accolades. However, as the clock began to tick down, I remember I was standing in the living room with my mouth agape, thinking, oh my God, come on, Lakers, we've got to win this game. And the ball is passed to Ori, and he comes through because he is known as Big Shot Bob, because he has a jumper that is just dead on, spot on. If we have any men on the line, any faithful basketball players, not just men, but men seem to have a little bit more passion sometimes than women for basketball. You will remember this game. It was the 2002 championship NBA game. I believe it was against the Sacramento Kings. And so I want to encourage all of us today. We may be the sixth man on the bench today, but tomorrow is coming again. We will reopen again. We will have opportunity to shine again. The gathering spot will flourish again, and it will be a place where great minds and intelligences and poets and writers and creatives come together to explore opportunities and build family and build relationship. So I want to encourage you. You may be the sixth man on the bench today, but stay laced up, stay suited up, because our opportunity is coming again. I'm beloved. God bless you all. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.